Terry, you know how in this game you often feel very old? You get a reminder of how old you are. When I learnt that Mitchell Pearce was about to play his 200th first grade game of football this week, I suddenly felt very, very old. Mm. Where did it all go?
You reckon you felt old? We chatted with him. I chatted with him when he was on the Australian schoolboys tour in the UK.
Well, the thing is, you are old.
Don't know.
We're lucky to have the Roosters halfback on the line now. G'day, Mitchell.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Very good. You're about to have a massage, so thanks for taking time out to speak to the Big Sports Breakfast.
Yeah, it's a terrible life. Get out of bed, straight into a massage. Pretty lucky.
Oh, mate, how are you feeling ahead of your 200th game you've had? Mate, you've packed plenty into your short career. 200 games against the Dogs on Friday night. How are you feeling about it all?
Yeah, mate. Not something I thought about too much at the start of the year, but you know, when you come across these milestones, it obviously makes you pretty proud. And yeah, I'm just proud that I've been able to live a dream so far, and hopefully there's a lot more to go.
Mate, you're only 26, and you already chalked up the 200. I think you're the youngest player to ever do so.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm obviously proud of that. I think it obviously takes, you know, thankfully I got, you know, good durability. Obviously, thank my parents for that. Good genes, you know, put the body together well. But you know, it obviously takes a lot of hard work, and you know, everyone in the NRL works hard. But
yeah,
I'm no different, and you know, we're competitors, and you want to be the best. You want to be out there every week, and that's what drives you.
Mate, this is a bit of a funny question. If you could go back and tell the Mitchell Pearce who made his debut as a teenager what he should do throughout the course of his first 200 games, what would you tell him?
Probably just relax a bit. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Probably just relax a bit at the start. I probably overthought stuff a bit when I was younger. But then again, it sounds a bit hippie. But it's the yin and the yang a bit. You know, if you don't. You know, you don't think and you don't have that real drive and passion, you know, maybe you don't achieve some things as well. So, but yeah, I was certainly a bit more on edge when I was younger and took things to heart a bit more. But yeah, that's something I'd probably do a bit different, but can't change who you are.
Have you started to look at those stats, mate, and seen that, well, you're halfway basically to becoming, you know, playing the more games than anybody else has ever played?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, a lot of footy, but
it's a lot of footy, mate, isn't it?
200 to go is a lot of footy. I'll have to wait and see, mate.
Listen, you talk about durability. You have been quite lucky, haven't you, in terms of injuries? Touch wood.
Yeah, I'm thankful for not having too many injuries. First year I played, I had stress fractures, so I missed back end of the year, but I was still only 17, 18. So probably having 30-odd men on that is probably not the best thing for the body, but yeah. Yeah, in 2010, I broke my shoulder. I think I only missed two games. It was a four-week injury. I missed two games, had a couple of buys or something. So, but yeah, other than that, I've been pretty lucky and very thankful for that.
And, mate, you definitely, we chatted about this yesterday on the program. You're a halfback that takes on the line on many occasions throughout a game as well. So that's an extra wear and tear on the body. But you'd be looking forward to two less interchange next year and then hopefully two more less after that.
Yeah, it's four halves, outside backs even now. It's exciting and it's obviously going to bring us into the game even more, you know, running the ball with footwork and that sort of thing is going to help. So, yeah, I'm excited for it. I think from a team point of view at the Roosters, I think we've got a great side, but I think we've got a mobile side, so that's obviously going to benefit us, I think, as well.
Junior, the Roosters are tracking well down the stretch of the season. You're third on the ladder. You take on the Dogs at Allianz tomorrow night. Tell us about the confidence in the side at the moment. You guys are looking very good leading up to the finals.
Yeah, we are. We've still got a few notches we have to take it up to be any chance of being there on grand final day, but there's probably a few sides that are a bit in front of us at the moment. For the consistency over 80 minutes, but you know, we're fully confident of our ability. We know what we need to do to win big games, and we trust our coaches and our structures. So we're building nicely, but it's a big game Friday, and we'll just take one game at a time.
Yeah, and there's great tradition there as well with the Roosters v the Bulldogs. Mitchell, the boys looked excited and happy to have Sean Kenny-Dow back at training. Has it been a disruption for the side, the drama surrounding Sean Kenny-Dow? He won't play this weekend, according to your coach.
Yeah, it was great seeing him. He's obviously, Skiddy's one of those guys that's always there for everyone else. So whenever someone like that is struggling, you know, you just see a mountain of support for him. And me and him have been playing together since we were 16 at the Roosters, and there's a few of us in the same boat. And you know, he's got some of his best mates at the club, and you know, we're right behind him and supporting him, and I'm sure it'll work out for him. Yeah, for the best. I think he, the main thing is just getting his health right, then he'll be back on the field. And you know, I can't really comment on the situation. I'm sure it'll all work out.
Righto, this one's off topic. I've been wanting to ask you this question for a couple of years. Every time I see your New South Wales captain, Paul Gallen, speaking at a luncheon, I've seen, even at the big sports breakfast lunch, Terry, he has said this of you, and I'm sure you've heard it. He said, Mitchell Pearce once asked me, why is it that only black dogs get depressed? Now, is this a myth or is it true?
You were doing a function for the Black Dog Association, yeah, weren't you?
100%. I was stitching him up. He thinks he's getting me every time. I've just never told him because everyone's laughing at him. Thinking he's a silly one. So.
Well, mate, I've seen him. I reckon it'd be four functions I've heard Gail try that out.
Record that one. Surely he can come up with something better than that.
Yeah. The last time I think it was... I think it was an Origin function. I went, come on, Gal. Yeah. I've heard that one for a few years now.
he likes that one, Gal.
Mate, I don't know how much you converse with your dad, but it's hard to believe that your dad, Wayne, obviously is a legend. You've already played six more games than he ever played.
Yeah, mate, to be honest with you, the amount of games you play, there's a lot of better players than me that have played the game that have probably won't play as many games, maybe. So I don't... I don't look at it in that regard. I think, you know, Dad, you know, in my eyes, I'd love to play for Australia. I'd love to keep winning competitions and that sort of thing. And, you know, the career Dad had, you know, he obviously played not as many games, but he achieved a hell of a lot of things.
Sure.
And, you know, he's... it's a nice feeling though. You know, Dad's been my idol since I was a kid. He's my best mate. You know, your dad, no matter what happens, he's always the person you look up to. So, you know, it's a proud moment to share it with him, and he's someone that's taught me everything I know.
Absolutely. Well, Mitchell, listen, congratulations on the 200, mate. I'm sure we'll be talking to you, hopefully, when you play 400 games.
Wow.
I'm sure Terry will still be going.
I'll be crazy, anything by then.
Hold on to that hair, brother.
Already got some coming through now, so.
Hold on to that hair. Hold on to that hair for as long as you can.
Sure. Mitchell, well done, mate. It's a terrific milestone. It is something that should be celebrated by the league itself. Well done, mate, and play well on Friday night.
Appreciate it, boys. Thank you very much.
There he goes. Mitchell Pearce joining us.
One of the good guys,
Junior.
He gets a bad rap, but he's actually one of the good guys of the game. I've always got on well with Junior, and you know, it's good to see him.
Junior.
It's good to see him doing so well.
You currently win a few bets at a schooner down the pub regarding that, wouldn't you? Who played the most games?
Him or Wayne?
Yeah.
Well, that's the first I didn't know that stat.
Yeah, so it's quite incredible, he can get a bad rap, Mitchell Pearce, but he's achieved a lot in the game already and plenty more to come. As we mentioned, he's up against his Origin halves partner on Friday night too, that being Trent Hockenson, and Josh Reynolds unfortunately won't be there to annoy him on the weekend because he's out with injury and suspension.